I just want to say this morning that, you know, none of us probably pray enough. We're so busy in life that we don't stop to pay God homage. We don't stop and thank Him enough for just for our everyday life. You know, that's the first thing that we need to do each day is stop and just give God praise. Bless His name. There's not nobody in here, in this church, in this congregation, who hasn't been blessed bountifully. And we neglect to give God the glory. We should do all things for the honor and glory of God. We should, you know, sometimes we're not very thoughtful about what we do in life, and we get ourselves in trouble. When we get in trouble, you know, we run to the Lord. But that's not the only time we should run to the Lord. You know, I was thinking the other day, the times that I've went to God, and I believe we should go to Him in spirit, in the Holy Spirit, and pray to Him in the Spirit. He says that we're to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And if you don't do that, then they're just vain words. And it's vain things that we do to try to please God if we're not in the Spirit and really truly trying to please God. I want each one of us just stop and think this morning, each day, how we try to please God. And I believe it's very pleasing to God that we just stop and pray. Any time is a good time to pray. Just put everything else aside, go into your prayer closet, and pray. Let your thoughts be upon God. Let our minds be in the Spirit of God. Let our hearts, our spiritual hearts, dwell upon how good He's been to us. And give Him the honor and glory. Pay Him homage of His rich blessings upon us. We take everything for granted, don't we? Well, you know, I've worked hard and I've got this because I've worked hard. Well, did you ever stop to think that the reason that you've got these things is because the Lord has blessed us to have them? We got a roof over our head, clothes on our backs. We're able to do the things that we need to do. And we're able to do the things that we ought not to do. So I think this morning that we just need to stop and glorify our Lord and our God for His rich blessings upon us. And give Him prayer. Give Him praise this morning. The praise of God. Our prayers is a way to communicate with God. Have you communicated with God this morning? Or before the day is over with, or are you going to try to get in your prayer closet, just get aside someplace? And I really and truly think there's nothing wrong to pray when you're doing things, but I think we ought to just stop sometimes and realize how precious it is that God has given us the unction to pray. God has given us the spirit of prayer. And we are to be in the Spirit when we pray. Now you say, well, and I think I've told you this before, that when we're in the Spirit, that means that that is the most important thing in life, is that we pay homage to God, that we give Him praise, honor, and glory. That's why God, you know, God answers prayer. It's either yes, no, or wait a little while. There's some things in our lives that we've probably been praying for a long time, and we haven't maybe got an answer from God. And we may never get an answer from God. Well, if you never get an answer, then it's no. And there's a lot of things that we pray for that we don't need. We are to pray. There's a lot of things that we don't, that we want, that we don't need. I'll put it that way. And sometimes we pray for things, and it's just God doesn't really hear those prayers. They just are vain words. So as the Lord Christ, our Christ, is going to the cross, and I want you to pay very close attention this morning of what His prayer was. As He prays here, Father, the hour, 70th chapter of St. John. Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee. You see, that was on Christ's mind when He was going to the cross. You know, and upon our deathbed, you hear some of the old saints of God upon their deathbed praising God. And then you hear about some people who curse God upon their deathbed, those that don't believe in God. Now, I heard of a man that did that. In his dying hour, he was cursing God. But I've known of many and seen quite a few people who are upon their deathbed, and Barbara was one who was praising God when she breathed out her last breath. She was praising God, and she had been for many, many months. That's all she talked about, was the Lord. And she would say, "Don't you think we need to pray?" I'd say, "Sure, we'll pray." And we would hold hands and pray. And she knew her time was short, but even knowing that her time was short, she wanted to give praise to God. She wasn't really praying for her life to be lengthened. She was praising God and looking forward to going home and being with the Lord. And I believe with all my heart this morning, she's still praising God. She's at the feet of Jesus this morning praising God. In verse 2 he says, "As Thou hast given Him power over all flesh." Given Him power over all flesh. God has power over all flesh, not just His people. He has power over all flesh, even the wicked. You know, someone asked me last year, I believe it was, he said, Do you know how many people's going to be in heaven and how many people's going to be in hell? I said, no, I don't. And I remember them telling me one time that they fed that into a computer. How many wanting to know, trying to find out? Man is always trying to be, you know, above God a lot of times. And they fed that into a computer. And it ran for days and days and days. And finally, the computer just burned up because it couldn't count all the people that were going to be in heaven. He says they are the... There are the sands of the sea. Do you ever pick up a handful of sand and just try to, if you just tried to count it, I doubt if you could. But he says they are the sands of the seas. How many people are going to be in hell? Well, I don't know how many people are going to be in hell, but I can tell you what the Bible says, who's going to be in hell? It says the wicked, the false prophets, the devil and his angels. That's who's going to be in hell. Now, other than that, I don't know, and I'm glad I don't. It's not up to us to judge people for heaven and hell. But God knows. God knows. Verse 2, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many. Didn't say the whole Adamic world. Give eternal life those that are his children. And when he gave eternal life, it was before the foundation of the world. He loved us before the foundation of the world. He knew us in his heart and in his mind before the foundation of the world. We are the children of God. I heard a preacher say one time he didn't believe in eternal children. Well, we are eternal because God loved us eternally. He's not just now beginning to love us. He's not just beginning to love us when we've been born again. He loved us even before then. When we were destitute, we were in sin. We were habitual sinners. Now then, we're not habitual sinners. Or we're not supposed to be. But we are the children of God, and we want to praise Him that we know that He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And that He has given us the spiritual mind to know Him. The spiritual mind to know Him. We have the mind of Christ. So we have a right. We have that right because God has given us that right to be able to kneel down, to go to our prayer closet and praise Him and honor Him and glorify Him with all of our hearts, with all of our spiritual mind. As thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, that they might know the only true God and Jesus Christ thou hast sent. That we're going to know him. We know him. Do you know the Lord this morning? I'm talking about a special relationship with someone who has the whole world in his hand. I'm talking about a relationship with God this morning because we know Him. But my thought is this morning that I want to know Him more, and that's my prayer each day. I want to love Him more, and I want to know Him more. I want to know more about my Lord. Quite often, I just stop and take time to go to my prayer closet. I pray for the church. I pray for this church probably more than I do for anything else. I pray for our families. I pray for my family. I pray that they might come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, that He would touch their hearts, and that they might come to Him and know Him in their hearts and in their minds, and they'd be able to praise Him in their hearts. Prayer is one of the most powerful things that we have to go to God. That's the way we communicate with God. That is the way that we talk to the Lord. And you think when we're in true prayer to God, He listens. You can have millions and millions of people praying at the same time. He hears all of those. He hears all of those. He has the power to hear all of those at one time. He don't say, well, wait. You're going to have to wait to pray. He don't tell you that. He says, any time is just a good time to pray. Any time. When you have the unction or the mind to go and pray, you are to do it. Because we ought not be disobedient unto God. He loves for us to be able to know Him better. And I think that's the way that we get to know Him better is by praying to Him, by talking to our Heavenly Father. Now, God doesn't answer us audibly. He don't do that anymore. Not that I know of. Some people say they was out in the woods and they heard the voice of God, but I doubt that. I'm not saying it's impossible. But God used to talk to His people audibly. I mean, they hear the voice of God. But we hear the voice of God when we pray and we see those prayers answered. Especially when we see our prayers answered. Have you had any prayers answered? Every one of us has had prayers answered. And we've had prayers that's not been answered yet. We got to wait upon the Lord. That's what the Lord says, wait upon the Lord. Many things I pray about every day that I hope will come to pass, and I hope to see it come to pass, but I don't know. I have to wait upon the Lord. And there's been many things that I've prayed about I've seen to come to pass. And I rejoice. I say, you know what? And my mind takes me back to the times that I pray about that special thing. Or prayer is always special. And the things that you pray for should be special. Because every good gift comes down from God out of heaven to us. To us. You pray for your families. I'm sure all of us pray for our families and we want them to be safe. And you know what? God puts a hedge about us and we're kept safe. We're kept safe. But you know, God might remove the hedge. And we've all got the grace of God in our lives. He may remove that hedge, but we've still got the grace of God in our lives, and God doesn't remove that grace from us. We still got grace. We go through a lot of things in life, but God is with us when we go through those things. We go through the fiery trials, where we go through the fiery furnace, and we come out on the other side, and we're refined as gold, as he says. We're refined as gold. We know better. We know better how to cope with life by the grace of God. We know better how to these things, these troubles that come before us. We know. Usually it gets us down on our knees. The Lord knows how to get us on our knees. When we got problems in our life, oh, where can I go but to the Lord? I say, Lord, it's me again. It's me again. It's me again. It's me again. I think that thought every day of my life when I'm going to the Lord to ask for something. It's me again, Lord. Of course, I know that He's not going to get tired of us running to Him and asking for help in time of need. Bible says that's where we're to go to the Lord and ask for help in time of need. But we're also to go to the Lord in the time that we give thanks to God. Not just in the time of need, but we are to go to the Lord and give thanks. That should be first and foremost in our life to give thanks. God, thank you for my family. God, thank you for all your blessings because everything I got belongs to you. Everything I've got belongs to you. He's given it to us. He has blessed us with it. But yet sometimes we forget, don't we? Well, I worked hard for this. I. You know, we always want to say, I done this. I done that. Lord, you did it. You give me every good thing that I've got in life. Going on a little bit further. In verse 5 he says, "And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was." Before the world was. Now, our Lord is sitting with Jesus, making intercession, sitting with God the Father, making intercessions for us. I'm thankful I know that. Lord said, "Blessed is the man that knows God and can come to the," I call it the inner sanctuary. The psalmist David talks about going to the Lord, and when he would go to the Lord, he says, in the inner sanctuary. Sometimes the children of God, you know, when we're so down pressed and so downhearted, and God allows us to come into a special place in the inner sanctuary to praise God and to pray to God. The inner sanctuary. Have you ever been in your prayer closet and you felt the very essence of God and you know that the Lord is listening to you? That's what I call the inner sanctuary. And God allows us that intense presence of God in our lives, and we know the Lord is there with us, and we know that He's listening to our prayers. He's listening to our trials and our troubles and tribulations. He don't have to. He already knows what's going on in our lives. Prayer comes down from God, out of heaven. God gives you the Spirit to pray, and that's why God warns us, the Lord warns us, He says, quench not the Spirit. When He gives you the Spirit to pray, you are to pray. Because that's special. That is reverence from God. And that comes to us, and we are to feel very blessed and special, that special time, that and I've had those special times. One of the most specialist times of my life when the Lord came to me and changed me. Oh, I'd said words. I believed in God. I had a head knowledge of God, and I'd probably tried to ask God for something, but I'd go right back and do the same old thing. Used to ask the Lord I'd come in sick sometimes, be out in places I shouldn't have been, and wake up the next morning so sick I couldn't hardly. I said, "Lord, if you just let me get over this, I'll never do it again." Come the next weekend, I'm doing the same thing. I have no desire. I have no desire to be in that condition. I'm glad. I'm glad I'm where I'm at. But I want to go on a little bit further. I pray God would let me, while I live, let me learn more and let me be able to praise You more, God. Give me the unction to be in my prayer closet and to be able to go to You and to talk to You, and give me that Spirit that I need in life. I'm not worried about when I get to heaven, because I'll be in the right frame of mind. The world won't bother me. I'll have no more sorrows, no more tears, no more sadness. But I'll just be there praising my Lord and my God. Won't it be wonderful there? Just to be able to do that. And I think about that a lot anymore, because I'm getting up in years. And I'm not 89, I'm 79. I know how old I am. That's just a mistake that I made when I said that. I don't know what I was thinking. But I think about the Lord more and more. And I think about how I should act and how I should go to Him in prayer. Not out of obligation, but because I love my Lord and my God. And I want to be pleasing unto Him. I want to come unto Him crying out, Abba, Father, every day of my life. We should be wanting to do that. Oh, I forget sometimes. I forget, yeah. I forget about the Lord when I'm... Sometimes we all do that. That's that we're still in this old human nature. We're still in the physical body. But sometimes God reminds us with little things in life. And sometimes He pokes us with a pin, or it feels like a pin, with a hot poker sometimes, reminding us that, you know, it's time. It's time that we worship Him and praise Him. We come to the house of God this morning to listen to the Word of God, and what a blessing that is. You know, I read an article one time where the average Christian prays 3 minutes a day, I believe. That's not very long. I mean, sometimes 3 minutes, sometimes if you just get, say you're out doing something and you only, you need to take the time, if you, God gives you the unction, to pray 3 minutes. You can say a pretty good prayer in 3 minutes. But I like to, you know, one time I was at Brother Zach's meeting up in Memphis, and they, all the men had went, got up at 5 o'clock and went and had a prayer session. And I thought it would be just short, you know. We spent over 2 hours in that prayer time. And to listen to some of these precious preachers, brethren, pray. And I thought when I was going in there, well, I can't pray no 30 minutes. And I was the last one to pray, and I listened. All the prayers got through, and I was listening to these people praying as in the Spirit to pray. I prayed 30 minutes. I never run out of words to be thankful to the Lord. We should always have words of glory to God. Always. Because He is a good God. We don't realize how good He is to us. And Jesus, as He went to the cross, He says, My Heavenly Father, Father God, He is our Father God. He is closer than you know, really. He is with you at all times. And I'm thankful to God that He is. I'm thankful. I praise Him this morning because of His glory. Now, you got millions of people in the world today that don't know nothing about prayer. But our Lord and Savior knew about prayer. And He says, He teaches us to pray. You know, the disciples teach us to pray. He teaches us to pray. You don't need fancy words to talk to the Lord. You know, you hear some of these preachers get up and, oh, they just, all of these fancy words that they use. And I don't believe that that's true prayer. If I'm wrong, may the Lord forgive me. But they're just vain words. vain words. You can't worship God except through the, you can't worship the Lord except through God. That's the only way that you can come close to God. You got all these different religions. All the different religions, and the Bible says that there's people trying to climb up some other way. There's only one way, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't worship Christ through Buddha. You can't pray to God through Buddha. They're not, these people who are worshiping Buddha, if let me just say this. If they're still worshiping Buddha when they die, I'd hate to be in their shoes. I'd hate to be in their shoes. You can't worship God through Mohammed. You can't worship God through idols. Some people's got all of this, everything that they think they need, you know, and they're still not happy. Because they don't have the Lord. You can't worship God through the Mother Mary. You can't worship God through the Pope. You can't worship God through me or Brother Dave or Brother Leroy. I have the right. God has given me the God-given right to go to Him personally. To go to Him and to praise Him and to honor Him. The only way is through the Holy Spirit that we can worship God. I hope what I've said this morning would be to the honor and glory of God first. And I hope that it's kindly brought to mind our thoughts this morning that we need to worship God more. We need to praise Him more. May the Lord bless and keep you is my prayer. Someone have a song?